By now, you probably know that the company that sponsors this podcast is called The Mommy Tummy Fix. It's a program that my husband and I actually created together. My husband, Jared, is a doctor of physical therapy, and he specializes in postpartum rehab. And I'm the mom that had the babies and needed help with rehab after having those babies. And so the reason why we created this program was because I had a condition after giving birth to our four kids that's called diastasis recti. It's an abdominal separation, and this condition can cause that achy low back pain that just is constant. It can cause pelvic floor pain and dysfunction, and it can be the reason why you have a tummy that looks like you are still 5 months pregnant, even though you gave birth years ago. And what's crazy is that I had never even heard about this condition from the four different OBs that I had through the years of having my babies. And come to find out, I am not alone. We polled our audience of thousands of you, and 90% of the women said their OB did not mention this condition, let alone check them for it. And while diastasis recti is not usually something that your OB will talk to you about, 1/3 of all women who have had a baby have this condition 1 year after giving birth. So look around you. Look at all the mamas around you. 1 in 3 has this, and yet it's just not talked about. So today I am bringing Jared on to talk about all things diastasis recti, what it is, how to determine if you have it, why it matters to know if you have it, what happens if you don't do anything about it, and then how to naturally rehab and heal it yourself at home. Surgery can actually be your last resort when it comes to diastasis recti. I'm so excited to share this conversation with you. I hope you enjoy.
Are you ready to make a change in your life but not sure where to start? Welcome to Moms on the Rise, where we believe that as moms and as women, we can choose to create a life we love. I'm Camille Beckstrand, a mindset coach and fellow mom on this journey of rising up in all areas of our lives. So join me and let's rise together.
Hey, everybody. Today, I wanted to bring Jared on to talk about something that is so important, especially for the mamas out there who have had a baby. This is something that Jared and I are both so passionate about, especially over the past few years. It's something that we have dedicated so much time and energy to because it is such a common condition that happens to moms after they have a baby. And a lot of times, it's misunderstood, or the information that you are getting is incorrect. And so that's why I thought it was so important that we bring Jared on, who has a doctorate degree in physical therapy, has devoted so much of his time to learning about how to help women rehab their bodies after they have a baby. And so this condition we're talking about today is diastasis recti, or diastasis recti, however you want to pronounce it. It's the same thing, but it's basically when your abs separate after you give birth. So everything's good before you have kids. You have a baby and your belly grows while you're pregnant and your abs separate. And then after that baby comes out, your abs should just come back together, right? Unfortunately, that's not always the case. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. There are a lot of side effects to this condition, not only the mommy tummy that seems to stick around or that pooch that just doesn't seem to go away, but also there's some emotional side effects too. And we're going to talk about those today as well. So knowing and understanding what diastasis recti is and just all the different things that come with that is what we're going to just deep dive today. I'm so excited to discuss this with you and even talk about how you can heal this condition naturally on your own at home. So let's dive in.
Oh, this is going to be so fun. And what a great introduction, because this is something, it's like dinner time conversation at our house, but unfortunately not everyone knows about this. And like literally, this is a message that I scream from the rooftops, because you moms, you deserve the very best. And in my opinion, as well as in the opinion of a lot of other PTs and especially postpartum PTs, this is a very underserved community. You moms just deserve better than what you're getting right now. And so I'm excited to share this knowledge. And the ultimate goal is to help you to show up as the best version of yourself. And that's the reward that I get, like the ladies that I work with. Like, I'm so blessed to be able to help people to realize that version. So Let's do it. Let's dive in.
Yeah. So on the podcast, a lot I talk about, well, I've mentioned before, kind of our journey through school and physical therapy school, the things that we did. And I think that's kind of a side of you not a ton of people know about. So let's just take a minute and talk about your journey as a physical therapist. So tell us, what brought you here? Why in the world are you working with mamas? Because you haven't had a baby.
Not that I'm right. So
what is it that, why are you doing what you do?
Such a great question. So graduated from PT school and kind of worked my way up through the ranks. I was kind of on the fast track to where I thought I wanted to go professionally. And it didn't take long before I was directing my own clinic, had a couple of staff therapists working under me, and just realized that I had a lot more to give. And the higher I climbed that ladder, the more administrative work I was getting into and buried in paperwork and marketing the clinic and so on and so forth. And I just thought, this isn't why I became a physical therapist. I became a physical therapist to help people and to help them to feel better. The title healer means a lot to me. And I felt like that's what I was able to do, but that's what I was being pulled away from. And so during that time, I also started to get a lot of referrals from OBGYNs and developed some really good relationships with these doctors. And they would send me ladies with post-pregnancy low back pain. That's what their diagnosis would be. When we checked them out, I would always check for diastasis recti, this abdominal separation that is super common after pregnancy. And come to find out, 99% of these ladies had that. And it's a telltale sign of core weakness, which is a precursor for a lot of low back pain. And so I would tell these ladies, wow, your abs are separated. And they'd be like, wait, what? What is going on with my abs? And I would explain, no, this is a common condition. This is a common thing. And there's a lot that you can do about it. And the more I helped to heal this condition and heal this low back pain, the more word got out that, hey, there's this PT that can really help with this. And so I started to see more and more moms. And I realized moms are superheroes. Moms are the absolute coolest population to work with. And I just fell in love with it. And so flash forward a couple of years, ended up starting the Mommy Tummy Fix program, stepped away from full-time clinic life, still see patients, but definitely not the rigors that it used to be. And now primarily just help moms online. I'm blessed to be able to run this program with my beautiful wife. And we just feel like we have so much to give. We just feel like, again, moms deserve the very best physically, mentally, emotionally. When we talk about health, when we talk about wellness, those are the things that we're passionate about. And that's the message that we get to share every single day. So stoked to be here.
Okay. I love it. I know it's been quite the journey really to get to where we are, but it's so cool how life takes you exactly where you need to go. And it always works out. So let's talk about DR. I had never even heard of diastasis recti or diastasis recti until you, which I had four kids. Like, where's my OB at? Why was he and she, I've had a man and a woman, not checking me for this? And so just so that we're all on the same page, what is diastasis recti?
So diastasis recti, so if you think of, well, my mind goes to anatomy. For everyone else, think of someone who's really fit. Someone who has a six-pack abs, right? So you can kind of see the definition in those abs. You have what they call a rectus abdominis muscle. That's your six-pack muscle. That is basically two halves. And when you get pregnant, surprise, you grow a baby inside of you. Like moms, you're superheroes. Like to grow a human being inside of you, that's amazing. But surprise, this is a shock to everybody. That baby grows. And as the baby grows, your stomach has to expand. Well, physiologically, you came with an area that is prone to expansion. And it's actually that connective tissue right between the two halves of the six-pack muscle. And so your baby grows. And what's fascinating is that 100% of women develop this diastasis recti condition, this stretching of that connective tissue in their third term of their pregnancy. So if you've carried a baby into your third trimester, congratulations, you have experienced this separation to your abdominal muscles. Now, after delivery, it does not always just go back together. And I feel like that's the advice that a lot of women get is, oh, don't worry about it. Well, first of all, if they are checked, the advice that they get is don't worry about it. It's going to go back together on its own, which it doesn't always do. In fact, the studies that I've read say 65% of women have this condition at their 6-week checkup, which you're like, okay, only 6 weeks, like that's to be expected.
Yeah.
But 35 to 40% of women still have this up to 1 year later. And what's crazy is that number increases with subsequent pregnancies. So if you've had more than one baby, or if you're a little bit older, or if you're not maybe as active as you were when you were younger, those are all precursors for developing this condition or for having this condition that stays. And you have some personal experience with this one who's had four kids.
Four big babies. And what was so fascinating to me is I wasn't ever checked for DR. You go to that 6 week checkup and it's basically to like get on birth control, to say you're cleared for sex. And there's no mention even of like postpartum anxiety or postpartum depression. And if you do have a doctor that mentions that, you are blessed. But for the most part, it's just, it's a super quick appointment. There's, are you feeling good? Yeah. Okay. And you're clear. And so nobody ever checked me or checked my abs or to check for this separation that was going on. And that's frustrating. So you actually taught me how to check myself. And I still remember you laying me down in the family room and you're like, okay, this is how we're going to see if you have this condition. And you showed me how to do it. And I was able to fit three fingers wide across into my abdominal cavity. It was mind-boggling to me that I had this and nobody had said anything and I was on my fourth kid. Why are we not talking about this? And I think it's interesting too. We've polled our audience many times and 90% of our audience was not checked at their 6 week appointment by their OB for diastasis recti. And like most of those people that weren't checked didn't even know about this condition. So it's just mind-boggling to me.
Before you move on, let me pull a few things out of that because that 6 week visit with your doctor, ladies, like, oh, if I could scream, I would. How long does that usually last? I'm curious, like I'm polling the audience right now. How long does that appointment last? You see the doctor for
15 to 20 minutes tops.
Like 15 to 20.
Probably more like 10.
If you're lucky,
yeah.
Right? And Camille hit it right on the head. That appointment usually ends with your doctor looking at you and saying, okay, you look good. You're clear. But like, what the heck does that
mean? What does that mean?
A lot of times, like if the doctors who are a little more dialed into this will say things like ease back into activity, but they don't give you parameters around what that looks like. And again, keep in mind, the statistic that I mentioned was at that 6 week visit, 60% of women still have this. So look around the waiting room at that visit and like 2 in 3 women will have this abdominal separation. But like Camille mentioned, it's very rarely checked for. We're just not dialed into that. And I don't know the reason why, because there's a lot that you can do to both help this condition and a lot that you can do that is going to actually perpetuate the problem as well. Unfortunately, that mainstream advice is what's going to normally kind of perpetuate that problem. So certainly something that you want to be aware of.
Something that I love that you say is you compare, because you're a physical therapist, so you work in like orthopedic setting a lot of times and you deal with like knee replacements and hip replacements and shoulder surgery. Can you imagine if somebody who got their knee replaced went to their 6 week follow-up appointment and the doctor spent just a few minutes and said, okay, that knee looks pretty good. You're clear. Without testing it, without checking for certain conditions, like
without sending you to physical therapy, to rehab it. Yeah.
It's just, it's crazy to me. So there's obviously a gap in the healthcare system, especially in postpartum healthcare. We're just not quite getting what we need. Okay. So you mentioned so many moms have this. I would say 1 year after having a baby, at least 1/3 of all women still have this going on.
Correct. And that number goes up with subsequent pregnancies and increasing age. So keep that in mind.
Okay. So a big percentage of women still have this, are walking around with this condition. All right. So I've got it. What's the big deal? Like, do I really need to do anything about it? Because here's the thing. After having babies, I have stretch marks. I have varicose veins. Certain things sag that maybe didn't used to. And I kind of wear those as like a badge of pride and a badge of honor. Those are my battle scars. Like that's what is left after bringing babies into this world. And like, I'm proud of what my body did and I'm okay with those things. But is DR like that? Is it fine? Do I need to do anything about it? Like, what do I do?
Well, so what you're asking, I mean, basically, what are the effects of diastasis recti?
Does it matter?
So I have this problem, like, what do I need to do about it, if anything? And whenever I talk about the effects of postpartum diastasis recti, there's two things that we have to address. And so many people's minds go to the first thing, and I feel like not enough of them go to the second thing. So the first thing are the physical implications of it. And again, diastasis recti is associated with core weakness. Core weakness is associated with low back pain, pelvic floor pain, SI joint pain, hip pain. There's a lot of different things that can and do go wrong if your body's just not firing and functioning as well as it should. I mentioned pain, but what about the lack of function? People will say, I can't lift my child up because I'm weak or because it hurts or because of leakage that happens when I brace my core, right? So we get that aspect of it. There's the pain aspect of it. But then I also mentioned kind of the function aspect of it as well. How are you limited in function because of that separation? And how could you improve your function if you were to improve that separation? And then, of course, the one that everybody is concerned about, like a lot of women come into me and say, like, why do I still look pregnant? Why does this look this way? There's the appearance factor that's associated with it. So typically, if you do have this abdominal separation, things aren't as tight as maybe you wish that they were. And so, again, like kind of just a physical aspect of that, but that's only half the battle. Because the other half is the emotion that comes along with all of those things. Think about the emotional toll that just being in constant pain takes on you.
Oh, yeah. Chronic pain.
Think about the emotional toll of not being able to show up for your kids in the way that you want. Think about the issues with body positivity and self-confidence. And these ladies, like I have some, they're like, I just want to wear a swimsuit again and not be concerned with the appearance of my abs. It's a very valid concern, but it's fascinating because we peel away the layers and we say, okay, like, why is it important to you that you can wear that swimsuit? Oh, I really want to look good. Okay, well, why? Because I don't like the way that I look right now. Okay, well, why is that? Well, I have this ab separation and I just don't feel confident. And I just don't feel like I love myself as much as I used to. That's what it gets down to. And that's the real issue that we're trying to take care of as we treat and address diastasis recti. So there's certainly physical as well as emotional implications behind this. Those are the things that we're trying to fix and correct.
Yeah. And I feel like I really had to go through this journey of learning to love myself and love my body after having babies, because everything changes. Like I said, they're the stretch marks and certain things sagging and skin is loose and hangy. And I still remember telling you, I think my belly button has an eyelid.
It's painting.
Everything just looks different. And I think part of that journey for me was learning how to take care of my body from a place of love instead of a place of shame. Because I think so many times we think, oh, if my body doesn't look a certain way, I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of wearing a swimsuit. I can't even tell you how many moms have said that to me, that you can wear that swimsuit, but I can't. And I'm like, you have a body. You can wear a swimsuit. You don't have to look a certain way. But when I was on this journey of really learning to love myself as I am, regardless of if I was a certain size or looked a certain way or strengthened my core or not. But in that journey and in that process, I came to learn that love means taking care of things a little bit differently. You take care of the things that you love differently than you do things you don't care as much about. Right after I had kids, I didn't love myself, so I just wasn't taking care of this body well. But I learned to love myself. And it was in that place of love where I thought, I am so thankful for this body. And I'm so thankful that my creator has given me this beautiful gift of a body. And the way I want to show gratitude for this body is to care for it so well. And I think when you can make that mindset shift, it changes a lot of things. Like, yes, I want it to be strong. Yes, I want it to feel good. But for me, at first, maybe it was more about looks and like, well, I just want to look good in that swimsuit. But really, it came down to, and especially as I get older, closing in on 40 this year, I want to be able to move and feel good and be strong and keep up with my kids and have energy and strength and not have low back pain when I have to bend down to tie my little girl's shoe or whatever it is. And so I preach and shout from the rooftops that it comes down to loving yourself and understanding that relationship with yourself and taking care of yourself from that place of love like I said, things that you love the most, you treasure them and you take care of treasures. And your body is such a treasure. You have to care for it differently. And I think that's such a missing piece in the postpartum world. We just hear bounce back, get your body back. And it's like, your body didn't leave. Your body hasn't gone anywhere. You don't have to get it back. You have it. But what we want to do is move forward and just become that best version of yourself, because you're a new person. You're a mom now. And that you've got to show up differently, because there are people who, little people, who are depending on you.
There is so much in that. Honestly, rewind the last 2 minutes and listen to all of that again, because that is so powerful. And honestly, a lot of the clients that I work with, some get to that point sooner than others.
Yeah.
Some kind of get there and have that realization after just a little bit of time working together. But others, it takes a long time to get there. I'm working on me and I'm working on myself, not out of spite, but out of love. And we believe that we all have a purpose on this earth. And I feel like you are truly fulfilling your purpose when you show up as the best version of yourself.
Amen.
Whatever that looks like. You don't have to have a six-pack abs to be able to do that, but you do have to be able to function. You have to be able to move. One of my all-time favorite things, and so many women get to this point. In fact, I've never worked with a woman that didn't mention this at one point. And we'll talk about the why. Like, okay, well, why are you here? Why is this important to you? And inevitably, at some time, these ladies will mention, I want to be a good example for my kids.
Ah, yes.
And especially for like my daughters. I want to show up as the strongest version of myself so that my kids see me as a strong, capable mom, willing to take on and handle anything that life throws at her because I am strong and because I overcome. And those are the things, like that's where PT, that's where rehab starts to get really cool. Because it's like, okay, I am going to do everything that I can to help you to get to that point. That's where it becomes really powerful.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that to me is empowering. Such a cool place to be. Okay, so we've learned we have diastasis recti. Let's say we've done that self-check. And we actually will link to a video in the show notes description of how to check yourself for DR. It takes 1 minute. Like, you can lay on the ground and do it right now.
Because we mentioned that a lot of women have this, but nobody knows it.
Yeah.
And so, like, knowledge is power. And the first thing you need to do is check and see if it's there. And there is a way that you can do that on your own.
Yeah. So we'll include a link to that. And here's the thing, whether it's been 6 weeks since you had a baby or 16 years or even 60 years, like, still applies to you. So let's say we just learned we have diastasis recti. So now what? How do I heal it? How do I fix this?
Well, what's everyone's first resort? Everyone?
Crunches, planks.
Okay. If you're feeling a little more aggressive, then yes, crunches and planks. Well, like, she's speaking from experience right now. She is calling herself out.
Yes.
As I check ladies for this, I'll say, oh, it looks like you've got like a 3, 4, 5 finger separation. And it's like, it's the end of the world. I'm going to walk out of here. I'm going to start to Google surgeons in my area who specialize in tummy tucks and mommy makeovers, right? We want the quick fix. We think to ourselves like, oh, there's this big injury. I need surgery to heal it up. Okay. That is, in my experience, the rule, not the exception. And so that's where we have to have the conversation of, look, put your phone down. Do not call your surgeon right now. That is not the first step. That's not the second. It's not the third. It's not the fourth. There are a lot of things that need to take place before we call that surgeon as a very, very last resort. What should we do instead? Well, a lot of people don't realize it, but the right exercises. And when I say that, there's two pieces to that. We have to perform the right exercises for your deep core and pelvic floor, but we have to avoid the wrong exercises that are aggravating and perpetuating that injury. So when we do the right exercises, research has proven that it's actually, in most instances, just as effective as surgery. And that's my experience as well. It's like the coolest thing to be able to get a woman on day one and say, oh, you have a 4-finger ab separation. We work together for 8 to 12 weeks, and all of a sudden, it's like, I can barely get one finger in there. I guess for clarification, when we check for diastasis recti, the easiest way to measure is with fingers. So I've got four fingers holding up right now close together, like that would be a four finger separation, three finger, two finger, so on and so forth. One finger, two or less, would be considered normal. So you should have less than two fingers between those two halves of your abs, and there should be good integrity to the ligament as well, meaning you shouldn't be able to push too deep down into your stomach when you check it. And so don't call your surgeon. I guess that's like, that's the take home message. That's the point that I would love to drive home. You can spend some time doing deep core and pelvic floor rehab, postpartum rehab, abdominal rehab after pregnancy, and still experience some pretty incredible outcomes with that. Case in point, you had some pretty incredible outcomes with that.
Absolutely. I think of my biggest separation, I was at a three finger ab separation and was able to close that down to about half a fingertip.
Just a fingertip.
Yeah, which is considered healed. One finger is considered healed, right?
Correct.
Because they're never going to come like be sewn together. But yeah, so one fingertip healed. But what is so cool? So you launched your program in 2019, and we have since had over 11,000 women join our community. And it's been so fun, but we've kind of just stayed quiet in our little corner of the internet. We haven't done a lot until this past year, and we thought, we need to help more women. We need to get this message out to more, hence the podcast, hence the YouTube channel, and changing our Instagram to be focused just on this, because there are so many women who just don't know, and we are on a mission to help them. We'll get into that a little bit more. So these women that have joined, they've seen progress by doing the core rehab, but it was only when they started doing the right moves. I heard you say that, like it has to be the right core moves, not the wrong core moves. And so I want to talk about that, because when you do the correct core moves, it strengthens your entire core. We're not just talking six-pack muscle. We are talking the sides of your abs, the back of your abs, which helps with low back pain, which if you have ever had that, you feel it in every move you make. And it's always there, that low, dull pain, just always there. So low back pain. And so for me, and this is my story, we were too poor to afford surgery. There was no way I could look into surgery. So I'm like, I'll do it myself. Started doing sit-ups, started doing planks, like hardcore, like holding that plank as long as I could. My whole body is shaking, but it didn't work. My mommy tummy stayed around. And that my part of the story is this is when I finally came to you after putting in months of work of trying to lose that mommy tummy and lose the weight, and it just was not coming off. And I'm somebody who, when they're nursing, I don't lose any weight. Some moms, it like falls off of them, not me. My body holds it off so I can make really good milk. But it just couldn't lose the weight, and nothing was changing, and I was working out so hard. So you said it has to be the right moves. Why not sit-ups? Why not crunches? Why not planks?
Such a good question. And I'm so glad that you came back to this, because I wanted to talk about this in more detail. The phrase that I like to tell ladies is a postpartum rehab or rehab after pregnancy must look different than core exercises did before pregnancy in order for progress to be made, or in order to kind of take progress, make steps towards those goals. And the story behind it. So let's talk about, again, like that six-pack muscle in the front has been stretched and pulled and sometimes torn. Those are the words that we use to describe diastasis recti. And it's so funny because people get kind of up in arms when I say that pregnancy is an injury. This is a position that I will defend, because your abs do get stretched and pulled and torn. And when you have a child, there is tearing and rupturing. These are all words, like if an athlete goes down on the field of competition and they say words like pull and stretch and tear, you know that they're injured. And you know that they're probably out for the rest of the game. There's probably going to be a period of recovery. There's probably going to be rehab associated with that. Why, oh, why then do we use those same words to describe the postpartum condition, but we leave out all of those other pieces? We tell you to, like, okay, take it easy for 6 to 8 weeks. But then after that, it's like, okay, ease back into activity. And moms who don't know the difference will kind of ease back into, like Camille did, sit-ups and crunches and planks, because that's all that they've known. Now, Camille mentioned earlier the analogy of someone coming in to see me after surgery. Let's say you had knee surgery 6 weeks ago and you come in to see me. And on day one, I say, okay, jump on this treadmill. We're going to do some sprints. And then we're going to follow that up like on the leg press machine with like some heavy leg press. And then after that, we'll finish with some lunge walks with some dumbbells. You would run out of that clinic and say, this is absolutely not what I need. In fact, this is causing more damage than what I would experience otherwise. And so it's doing the same thing. Like if you have that baby, if you have that separation, if you have that injured muscle, but then jump back into core exercises as you know them, your sit-ups, your crunches, your planks, your mountain climbers, you're just causing more stress in that area. And what I tell ladies all the time is that we're actually delaying healing by doing that, right? What we need to do are these deep core exercises. And I love you said it. It sounded funny to my ears, but it's so accurate. Your abs in your back. And people are like, wait, what in the world? Yes, because your deepest core layer, the one that we're after, the one we need to train and rehabilitate, actually originates on your back. It wraps around your sides and then it connects right in the front. Think of it like a corset.
Yep.
If you put a corset on. Now, if your muscles are weak and that corset is really loose, there's not a lot of support there. And your midsection isn't very tight and it's not very functional. But as soon as you start to cinch up that corset and tighten it, all of a sudden things kind of suck in a little bit and your back is very strong and your core is very supported. It's the exact same thing that happens when you do this deep core rehab. And so again, there's two parts to it. You have to avoid the wrong exercises, but then you have to do a lot of the right exercises to tighten your corset, which ultimately is going to bring your two halves together, but more than that, improve strength, decrease pain, improve function, and get back to even more of that confidence and positivity and just helping you to show up as the best version of yourself. And ultimately, that's what we're after.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, because I started doing those deep core exercises that you gave me, but then you kept giving me a progression to them. Okay, got a little more intense. And once I kind of mastered those moves, we moved on and progressed to some that were a little bit harder. So that was crucial for me as I was working on rehab. Do you want to expound on that?
So the line that I like to give people is, if you go in to see a physical therapist and that physical therapist gives you exercises on day one, and then you're still doing those same exercises on week four, you need to fire your therapist immediately because they're not giving you a progression. And if you're doing the exercises and if you're doing them the correct way, you should notice improvement. You should notice that you're getting stronger. You're getting more functional. You're making progress towards those goals. Therefore, your exercises should become increasingly difficult to continue to challenge you as you have new strength. So for example, if I was doing a biceps curl with a 5-pound weight and I only did that for the rest of my life, I wouldn't make that much progress. But when I get strong enough, I think to myself, okay, I could probably do a 10-pound weight now and then a 15-pound weight and so on and so forth. It's the exact same thing with deep core rehab. Your exercises must progress through phases in order for you to continue to see progress towards that function and that strength that you're ultimately after. And you were always the best patient. Like Camille gets gold stars all the time. Like I would give her exercises and she would knock them out and she was consistent, but she didn't always love them. No. You would come to me and you would say things like, these are dumb. These aren't doing anything.
I am like, not sweating while I do these.
I am not sweating. I'm not struggling. And so what's my line? I say it all the time.
Trust the process.
You have to trust the process. And your deep core rehab work is going to look different than those other exercises that you're used to. But if you stick with them, if you trust the process, if you go through the progression, I promise on the other end of that are some pretty amazing results.
The mindset shift I had to make, and you said this, Camille, this isn't a workout. This is rehab. And suddenly I saw it differently, like, oh, I'm not like here to get super sweaty and push myself to this limit. Instead, I'm going on a rehab where it's slow, controlled, intentional. And that is what made the difference. Absolutely. That's what made the difference. Okay. So hopefully this has given you just a wealth of knowledge and you understand now what diastasis recti is, and you know that it's important to treat it if you have it. And we know that the right exercises can improve that muscle function, can strengthen your core, it can eliminate that low back pain, can improve your body image and confidence. So I think now is when you tell us where we can find your program. Like if somebody is like, okay, I have this, I have diastasis recti, and maybe the way that I have been working out is to come from a place of shame and they want to change that. So where do they find you?
We have given you the what. We have given you like the 30,000 foot overview, and we hope that you're more educated about this common condition now. But the logical question is, okay, like I understand all of that, but what do those exercises look like? How do I implement this into my everyday life? That's exactly what we've created for you. So we've created the Mommy Tummy Fix program. We used to sell it as a program. It came as a bunch of PDFs. It's now all app-based. And so you can get the entire program right on your phone, right at your fingertips, super easy to access. It's available on iOS and Android. If you want to check that out, you can head over to mommytummyfix.com to learn more about it. We've talked a lot. I mentioned kind of one of the introductory questions. I mentioned a lot about the physical implications of this. But we have loaded this app. We've taken this from a place of we don't want to just provide the physical. We want to help you with mental and emotional. And so we've brought Camille on as well. There are mindset modules associated with that where you can kind of dive deeper into the why behind the what, and you can kind of figure out how to act from that place of love. There's nutrition help, there's workouts, there's strength training. Our goal was to basically provide you the most comprehensive plan possible to achieve those goals that you have after having a baby. And we didn't stop until we did that. I feel like we've done a really good job. I feel like we are there. If you want to learn more about that app, mommytummyfix.com is the place where you're going to do that. And ultimately, the goal is to just help as many moms as possible. And what's really cool about it is, as a physical therapist, I'm kind of limited geographically to who I can help. But when we start to take it online and with the app, and we can introduce it to the world and just influence the lives of a lot more ladies. And so I guess like one quick thing, like if you did find this beneficial, if you like the information that we were saying, if a mom has come to your mind that you think might need this information, share this with her. Share the YouTube video, share the podcast with her. Again, our goal is to help as many people as possible. If you want to learn more about it, one more time, mommytummyfix.com.
I think we need to address the word fix, because we have gotten some moms that are like, I'm not broken. Moms aren't broken. They don't need to fix anything. And honestly, you have to look at the definition of the word fix. It means to fasten securely in place. And I love that definition. And securely means in a manner free from danger. And that danger could be maybe that you have pelvic floor dysfunction and intimacy is really painful. Maybe it's that you pee your pants when you cough, sneeze, jump on the trampoline, spend time with your kids, run. Any of that. That's danger.
I feel like you're speaking from personal
experience. Absolutely. Okay. Speaking from personal experience. Yes. I just feel like that danger could be defined in so many different ways. But we are on a mission to help moms understand how to take care of their body, how to keep everything securely in place where it needs to be so that they can love themselves, take care of themselves from that place of love, and just feel confident in who they are and in their skin. And I feel like that confidence comes from the inside and shines out. And so we do have a 12-week mindset program that's included in the app. It's what we call our mindset modules, where we help you deep dive and learn how to love yourself from the inside out, because everything that a mom does trickles into everybody around her. Moms are the most influential people that we know. And we always say, like, if you change a mom, you change a family. And if you change a family, you can influence a community. And if you influence a community, there's power there to change the world. But it starts with a mom. And it starts with a mom who wants to take care of herself. And that's why we are so passionate about this. So yes, you can find our program, mommytummyfix.com, or you can go find the app in the App Store or in the Android Store. It starts at $19 a month. You can upgrade to add coaching workshops and actually a live weekly coaching call
with us,
with Jared and I, where we actually help you unpack the different things where you feel stuck or things that you're struggling with, or if you just want to have access to us. And that's only $29 a month. So we just wanted to keep the price budget friendly so that this could be open to anybody. And honestly, that $29 a month or $19 a month, that is a fraction of a cost of what it would cost to see you as a physical therapist in person. Especially if you don't have insurance or insurance doesn't cover it, you're looking at $200 for one visit.
Correct. Yeah. Again, like you hit it right on the head. Our goal is to make this accessible. Yeah. Our goal is to provide just an overwhelming amount of value with this. You don't like the word overwhelming. The right amount of whelm, right? We want to push you a little bit, but we're going to be there to help you and to assist you in whatever way we can throughout the whole process.
Yeah. So hopefully that explains a little bit better about what we do and how that helps not only with diastasis recti, but complete health, because it's more than just your physical looks and it's more than just how you physically feel, but it's how you think and it's how you emotionally feel and it's how you show up in relationships with your spouse and your kids and your friends and everybody around you. And it's how you're spiritually healthy and how you're connected to that greater purpose in your life. And so that's what we're on a mission to do, to help all the mamas. And if you have any questions, as always, you can leave a comment or you can send us an email, but we are there to answer all of them. So thank you for joining us today. You can find the links to everything that we talked about in the show notes and in the description below, but we will see you next time.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much for listening to the Moms on the Rise podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Mommy Tummy Fix program. If you are interested in learning more about how to take care of your body from a place of love, head over to themommytummyfix.com and join our community of over 10,000 women who are finding ways to live a complete and healthy life, one small choice at a time. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review, a rating, and follow along so that you don't miss a single conversation. Keep on rising.